Let's commit some crimes.
It's welcome back, Miles, to our show. I'm Jackson.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Miles, man.
So he's here for a second episode today.
Yeah.
We're talking about pop culture.
And I believe it's the seventh episode altogether.
No, it's the eighth episode.
Eighth episode.
Because we're recording this out of order. Because Miles is going up on Monday. Then we're putting out one that we're recording later today on Wednesday, which is New Year's.
Ah, I see. Yes.
And then we're putting Miles' out next, not on the Monday the 1st, I think it is, or something. Definitely not the 1st. I don't know. It's Monday the something.
And if you didn't see my first episode, go on back to that. That was a fun time. I'd love to see you there.
Go back and listen to us talk about some movies and karate.
Yeah.
And some cool plants.
Yeah, all that jazz, man.
Yeah, the science man is kind of going downhill. I'm thinking of doing a overhaul.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know yet, but I definitely think I could make it better.
I would. Yeah.
I'll definitely.
You can always make stuff better, though.
All right, so we decided on what we wanted to talk about beforehand.
Oh, yeah? What did we decide on, Miles?
We need to address the elephant in the room, all right?
You want to talk about my Stuart Little picture again?
No. Country music, new country music, is absolute garbo.
Well, thank you. That was completely out of nowhere, but yeah. Also very relevant.
Yes.
I also agree.
And I, too, agree that country music, new age, is very bad.
I think most people, you're either for it or against it. No one's neutral on this topic.
I was like, yeah, it's okay. It's 100% you hate it or 100% you like
so
it.
I don't want to listen to country songs about pontoon boats.
No, or like I'm getting drunk on a plane. I hate that.
Is that
song.
An actual song?
Yes, that's an awful song. It's called I'm Getting Drunk on a Plane.
I can figure that out, yeah.
Yeah. It's garbage. And I actually watched a video, and the big, like consistent theme through all these new country songs, which are starting, it's making ripples, and it's the most popular part of new country, which is part of what makes it so bad, is the boom claps. So they go like, oh, clap.
Yeah, they just keep doing, like, all they do is boom claps in a lot of songs.
And so they do this in every, yeah, it's and it makes everything sound same-ish. There's no differentiation, because boom claps are taking over every single aspect of it. It's like,
I love
stop.
Boom claps, though. Everyone likes a good boom clap.
But, like, it's the same in every country
song.
It's not like, you could do different boom claps. It's like, every country song is like, the same boom clap
it's
sound
so,
effect.
It's so garbo, bro. I can't
Maybe with it. A different pitch.
I think you guys are just haters.
You said you hate, what?
I'm not defending new country music.
Real quick.
especially pop country.
One good new country.
However,
which, It's not pop country, but it's new country. It's not terrible. Is Red Solo Cup. That song's just about a cup. Like, you can't hate on a song about a cup, right?
You know what I can hate on?
What?
You can take a ride on my big green tractor.
That's can go new slow. Country.
Or we can go faster.
It's like, dude, stop. Please don't
but
do this.
But do you
to
know
me.
What I do like? Do you know what I do like?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. That's oh my gosh.
That is a great song.
Please bring it back to just play some Country Roads. I don't want to do this.
What? No, that,
it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Country.
That I hate that song.
You
what?
Yeah, I
it's,
hate that song.
It's overplayed. I like the song, but it's way overplayed.
It is way overplayed, but I do like it. It's got
like,
a sauce.
I don't even listen to the radio, and somehow that song has still gotten overplayed to me.
That's how I feel too. I never listen to the radio, but it's still overplayed. Like, I played it too much for myself, and like, it's kind of my own fault that I hate it.
Mm.
But like, and my friend JP, he also plays it a lot. And then, no hate on you, JP. You know I love you for life. You probably don't even listen to these. I don't think you've listened to a single one of the podcasts, so it doesn't matter.
I think, I don't know, like, but we're not dissing old country by any means.
We love old country.
Like, you gotta pay homage to those guys, but, like, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a touchy topic.
I wouldn't call it touchy, it's
yeah, because some people get mad, like, I mean, some people love that shit, you know?
Do you know what this is kind of back to New Country, but do you know what New Country song I like?
What?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yeah, I was singing that earlier.
No.
I love that
really
song.
It really turns around.
And she's always staring at me.
All right, no, I don't. That's I've referenced every country song that I know.
You know, regardless of the politics of it or anything like that, have you seen the song "I Think My Dog Is a Democrat"?
No,
no, I haven't. What is that song about?
What do you think it's about? it's like this I don't know, Republican country dude, and he gets in. He gets in his fucking truck and he sings this song about how he thinks his dog is a Democrat because he's lazy and does nothing. And regardless of the politics, I just think it's like I can't take the music video seriously. I can't take the song seriously. I can't take any of it seriously. And it I don't know. That's New Country as well.
You know what New Country really sucks? Florida Georgia Line. They are way overplayed.
Wait, don't they sing that song that's like, "On the Pine Toon"?
Do they?
I don't know. I don't listen to
them. I have no idea. I don't think so, but they're I don't remember what song they sang. I can't think of the name of the song. It's like, it was a really big song a few years ago. But like, I don't doubt they have talent. Like, they can sing. But they're just bad at, like, their just, songs are just bad.
And they're just slaves to the industry.
Yeah. I'm going to steal something from a famous comedian real quick. Well, maybe not famous, but Bo Burnham. He had this song called Pandering, and it was about how country artists are always pandering to the public.
I don't know. I don't feel like Jesus Take the Wheel was pandering in any way, shape, or form. Well, that was just true to God. Song.
That's an old song.
True to God
it?
Songwriting right there. Is that? I thought that was considered under the New Country.
I don't think it's New Country. New Country's like 2010s and up.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, it's more just like.
It's the style of it. Yeah.
I feel like. I mean, that does have a lot of
it's in that
pop influence.
Yeah.
But also, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Most I guess it is kind of New Country.
Mm-hmm. When was it released?
Probably like 2000, like,
I don't know the specifics.
2008 to 2011.
That sounds right.
You know, another good question is, do you guys consider Old Town Road to be a country song or a rap song?
It's both.
Or is it the fusion that must be? I mean, well, some people will say it's pure rap, but some people will say it's country rap.
No, it's, well, I guess, it depends on what version you're listening to. Like, if you listen to the version, because there's a version without Billy Ray Cyrus, isn't there?
Yeah, I think the Billy Ray Cyrus version counts as country.
It's definitely country.
I don't know so much about it. It's really hard to say with the original.
Like, cut and bread, just nothing. I think lyrically, it's country.
Yeah.
But musically, it's rap.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to say. I can understand why there was all this hullabaloo about it.
Hullabaloo?
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
I hate that song.
Really?
It bugs me so badly.
It was good when it came out. I didn't mind it.
I think it's been overplayed, but it's
like most
popular
songs are.
It's got its charm to it. If I heard it like at a busy place, I wouldn't be upset by any means, I don't think.
Mostly it's just the artist.
You don't like
performs it. I know his name. I just think it's a stupid name.
You don't like him? Is it because of his name you don't like him, or do you like?
I actually like Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X.
Well, I think his. Well, for one, I think his name is dumb, and two, I think his face is dumb.
You think his face is dumb?
Yes, it bugs me. He's smiling all the time.
What? What's wrong with smiling all the time?
Well, he just smiles too much, and it kind of is an annoying smile.
It can't be. I'm
usually smiling, but like. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of that dude not smiling.
I don't know. I think he's a...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's like, a famous dude.
I understand why, because he, like, literally...
Dude, he's a good-looking man. I don't know what else...
He literally got famous on kind of...
Meme.
No, I actually...
Pretty much, but also it's
like
just
his old stuff. Have you heard Nazarati, his EP that he came out with before he blew up from Old Town Road?
I have not.
It's actually good. There's a, what's it called? There's this one song that actually, he filmed the music video in a graveyard, which,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but also, you know, like the illegal, whole, you know, defiling graves. I mean, he was like kind of dancing over graves. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't like the guy anymore.
No, it's like, it's fine. Like, I don't think he was really doing it to be disrespectful.
Well, yeah, but
the song itself is very good, and it's a sample from Bobby Caldwell Jr., I believe. It's a very,
yeah,
it's a very good beat. It's very good song. I very much so enjoy it. I can't think of the name of it right now. I'm trying to find it. And while I try to find it,
why are you coming up with the questions?
This is our podcast. No, 2005. 2005 was when Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yes,
2005. Damn,
that's crazy. That was, we were 3 years old.
Yeah,
I feel like that is kind of like, I feel like that started this whole like
New age
country.
Yeah,
it's definitely the start.
I do love me some Willie Nelson though. And then Willie Nelson Jr.
I'm not educated on either of those.
Well, he's like, Family Tradition. Just my family tradition. That's the wrong person.
What?
Shit, what's his name?
You got me confused now, bro.
I confused myself. Give me a second.
Okay, I'm giving you patience, but like, also, I'm trying.
I'm really off on my.
I'm trying to find the name of this song because it's good, and I can't find Lil Nas's thing. His handle. I can't find Lil Nas's handle. His like premiere EP after he came out with Old Town Road though is pretty good. It's called Seven. That's also a good song. Or that's also like a good. Oh no, Nasirati got taken down. Well, I mean, it was sampled by Bobby Caldwell. He got in trouble because of that, from what I've heard.
Yeah,
well, so, but it was a good song. So upsetting. Oh well. I think one thing that's definitely been on the rise in recent years is like this kind of dream pop, indie like music scene. Have you guys kind of gotten into that?
No.
Because that's... Give me
some examples.
Sorry, well, Hank Williams Jr. I was way off. My bad.
Hank Williams Jr. Well, I was just thinking, like, so, because that's mainly what I listen to. Like, I think, like, UMO is not, like, well, he's not indie. Like, Unknown Mortal Orchestra isn't indie, but it's, like, this weird mix of a lot of different genres. I think that's really interesting. But he is kind of indie in the sense that he's smaller, right? And he's, like, on his own. But I think
is
he has a label.
Is he independent?
Who's this?
I don't think he has a... Yeah, I think he has a label. Claro. There was Claro, but people say that Claro was an industry plant, so I don't know about all that.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like...
No,
like, more than half of, like, artists are industry plants.
Because
I feel like it's easy to get successful if you know someone.
Yeah.
And usually people in the industry know people who are interested, at least in some way.
I think another example, like Cuco, I think is his name.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but
Cuco, I think.
Cuco, whatever. He's got some good songs. I like him. Then there's Rex Orange County.
I love me some Rex Orange County.
Rex Orange County.
Loving is Easy.
Yes.
Best Friend Sunflower. His new album is really good.
I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm planning on getting to it soon. I've been listening to Gus Dapperton as of late. He's good. And then even just like other, there's just a lot of obscured bands along with this vein, but those are just some examples, some of the big guys, and then there's smaller guys underneath that. And I just think there's gonna be this huge overhaul of pop sooner or later, because all the newer pop is not hitting the same. Like, that's why there's this huge rap, you know, there's this huge rap wave that's going crazy. And I think bands like these are what are redefining pop as a whole. That's why you've got things like dream pop and these different sounds being tested all over. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. I hope it goes on the rise because I really like what some of these artists are doing. I just don't think they're getting the recognition they deserve for it.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the bigger guys, but, you know, some of those smaller guys who are just starting to to get bigger, I would say.
Yeah, I actually think that, like, pop is just gonna die.
I also agree with pop.
I think every genre kind of dies.
I don't think it'll die. I think it's gonna be like reformed. It's kind of the way that rap went from
rap.
Well, it's become mumble rap nowadays, and I think that's a reforging of what rap was in the first place, which is why you've got this disconnect between, oh, we like this, you know, we like older rap from the 1990s, 1980s, 1970s, but then there's also this group where it's like, we like the newer mumble rap, because it's, mumble rap is more pop oriented in a sense, because pop is really literally just whatever's popular, so it's drawing from some of these pop synth heavy kind of ideals, and then it's mixing it with trap beats and this mumbling noise, like what is it, Pissy Pamper, Playboi Carti, Pissy Pamper. She wanna be Craig.
Oh yeah.
Well, I feel like,
and then like this
I feel like it's just kind of, I feel like rap in the past used to be more about like vocal talent
and just storytelling,
and kind of more storytelling.
Yeah.
Especially with like Biggie and like maybe not Tupac, because this might be a bit controversial, but he wasn't that talented.
You don't think?
I think he's kind of overrated.
I think he inspired Screamo.
But I think that Biggie was clearly the more talented artist. He could rhyme way faster and way more effectively. But anyway, so old rap was kind of like, there's mainly rapping and then just instrumentals to tie it together. But like now,
Straight Outta Compton, like they were a really good band.
The band Straight Outta.
Well, that's what they're, like, they're considered a band, aren't they?
Group.
Group. I guess it'd be group. A rap group.
You're more knowledgeable than this, Brian.
No, NWA was definitely...
Oh, fuck my god, yeah. What the fuck?
Definitely a group, but I feel like they've kind of been... the artists who are still alive have kind of ascended from that.
Yeah, but I always thought that they were... Like, for them, their storytelling was, like, really big for people.
Yeah. But anyway,
for missaying that. That was really my bad. I'm off today.
It's okay. It's so basically, but with new kind of mumble rap, but also just new rap, I feel like you can do so much more with computers now. So they're just really like making these like intense instrumentals that are as important, as integral to the song as the actual vocals.
Yeah,
and sometimes even more so.
Yeah, I think sometimes people overpower the music with the or overpower the music, like the beat overpowers the lyric, and I think sometimes they just need to like pull back, like that, and that creates mumble rap usually, because
I actually like that a lot, because
it depends on the song for me.
Like the most memorable like moments in rap songs for me are just like when there's just like some crazy like drum beat that just
you
like,
know.
Makes me like hear something in a way that I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, like, I used to only listen to rap for a while, and it was mumble rap, and I don't know how much I was really like into it at all, but like I expanded my music tastes as I kind of got older. But I think my favorite rap artist now easily has got to be, have you guys ever heard of JPEG Mafia?
No.
Oh, JPEG Mafia is so good. It's like this. I feel like that's the direction like rap should start going almost, because he's got so many. I mean, you know, he's producing, mixing all this stuff himself, which is impressive on it by you know in its own way. But then he's also you know expanding upon the genre by mixing it with elements of you know he's got rock kind of elements and metal elements, lo-fi. And then, of course, rap. But it's really experimental. It's really new. It's really fresh. And every time my favorite album, I think, this year has to be All My Heroes Are Cornballs by JPEG Mafia. Because it was just so good. Like, I don't even know how else to explain it. Like, the first listen through, I was a little bit off put by it. But as I listened to it the second, the third time, the fourth time, it's an amazing album. And I think rap is still evolving, even though we've hit this huge mumble rap scene. I think it's still evolving in its own way, and I think JPEG Mafia is a prime example of someone who's still kind of evolving in the genre itself.
If you like someone like that, I would also suggest Watchke, because he's got a lot of rock elements. He's got like some kind of indie-ish elements, and like one of his newer songs, Advanced Development, has kind of a rock dream pop element.
Yeah,
and it's pretty interesting. I didn't like it at first, but the more I listened to it, I did, like you said with your album, and then also one of my favorite albums by him is Cardboard Castles. Which is mostly a rock-rap mixture. So if you like some rock as well, I would go ahead and listen to that. It's kind of like a... And also like an R&B feeling in some of his albums. It's really nice. Like just to... Because it's like it's a mixture perfectly, like you said, with...
Yeah.
What was his name again?
With JPEG Mafia.
JPEG Mafia. Watchke does like a similar... Like he kind of does all genres into a mixture of one album, and it kind of mixes well together rather than just one... straight thing with like good beats, but like not a mixture of beats, you know, a mixture of types of beats.
I feel like you guys both would like Bones.
I have heard Bones.
I think I've heard Bones.
I feel like you guys would like Bones.
He's so like dark and just, is guttural the right word for it? Do you think? No.
No, well, I feel like it's kind of just like.
I really like this one song he had with Xavier Wolf. I don't know how long ago it was. But I don't listen to him religiously. I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's kind of hard to. He's got like 13 albums.
Oh, I know. He's got so much stuff. And the other thing with it is I did really like his Nardwar interview. Did you ever see his Nardwar interview?
Wasn't his brother on there? Yeah, I think I have.
Nardwar is a great interviewer, by the way. If you have not watched a Nardwar interview, I highly recommend you watch it. But... Bones is on a Nardwar interview, and he makes him likable not only as an artist but as a person. I'd say really personifies who he is, which is what every Nardwar album or Nardwar interview does. But still, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, my favorite artist, though, if we're like going back to that, as far as rap goes, definitely Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch.
Definitely Roddy Ricch. Everyone should go check out "Feed the Streets" too. It's so good. Every single song. Out the Mud,
I
could name off a million songs, but I won't. But Out the Mud is like one of my favorites right now. It's not on Feed the Streets 2, but Blue Streak is good. That's on Feed the Streets 1. Anyway, all of his songs are good, and everyone should listen to them.
Now we're just getting into people we want to shout out.
I just would like to listen to Roddy Ricch all day. Do you want to shout someone out?
That was just shouting out Watchke.
You shout out Watchke. I shout out JPEG Mafia. You shout out Roddy Ricch.
Well,
and now is it time?
Does anyone smell that?
Oh, it's in the air.
Why are you throwing up? Why are you throwing up? Do you not like what you smell?
Oh my
God, it smells bad.
What's happening?
What does it smell?
You guys,
it's my science minute. Why does it smell bad?
Because I farted.
Oh wow!
It's those Venus flytraps. They just got that weird energy to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got to watch that last podcast. If you don't, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Very disappointed.
We would all be.
So today on the minute, while I'm gonna actually try and keep it to a minute this time, and we're gonna talk about some sleep paralysis. So essentially, sleep paralysis is when you fall into a deep REM sleep, which you need to have like a good night's rest in order to reach its full impact. But basically, your body shuts off most of its muscles and a lot of its like control over your arms and legs and things like that, and functions like that. And then your consciousness falls into this rapid eye movement. That's REM sleep. And then your brain just kind of explores itself. No one really knows exactly what happens during REM sleep. But basically...
Is it before you fall asleep? Like, it happens while you're awake still?
No, it's in the middle of your sleep. Like, yeah, like, it's like the most powerful, like, the most useful sleep.
That's why. So, like, your heartbeat slows really, like not, like, dangerously, but, like, it slows down. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're just, like, in a complete state of, like, calm.
Yeah, you have to do it for hours. You can't get REM sleep on just naps. Yeah. But essentially.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about sleep paralysis. Is it?
We'll get into that. REM is, like, you're in your head, your brain is just taken to a different place. And then, however, you could wake up before your body, while your body is in REM sleep, so you could become conscious while you were in a state of REM. And this is when you're just, the rest of your functions have not woken up yet, but you're still fully conscious and can see and and feel and things like that. Mm-hmm. And usually this causes people to hallucinate. Sometimes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And even if they are hallucinating, it's not like you're seeing, like, crazy. Oh, there's a purple dragon fighting a yellow dinosaur. Mm-hmm. You know,
I would want to see that
in your bedroom.
That would be cool. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like a Godzilla fight.
Barney versus Big Bird.
Yeah. So then, essentially, you just have to. I don't think it's really dangerous at all, unless you're
about to get murdered.
Yeah, unless you're about to get murdered. Yeah. It really only affects like 8% of the population, which is still huge. Because 8% of like almost 8 billion people is huge.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it as far as sleep paralysis goes.
That's strange, man.
And
yeah.
So going back to Big Bird versus Barney, though, who you got?
I'm gonna say
Big Bird.
Big Bird all the way.
He's definitely.
Have you seen him tear through those doors?
I don't know.
He's definitely got the reach on him.
Yeah. It just depends on if Barney is like, because like we all kind of get that vibe that Barney's kind of like a child molester or something. Like,
well, he definitely is.
He just gives
drug addict.
That
he was a drug addict. He had drugs in his tail.
Definitely.
It's just a mess. Lecture. But it just depends on if he's like one of those like heavy set ones or if he's one of those skinny kind of like if he's real life like one of those heavy set ones, I don't think I'd want to mess with him because those guys are the scary ones. Those are the freaky ones. And they can have a gun. Like, I ain't messing with.
Where's Barney gonna hide the gun? Under his armpit?
Dude, yeah. That's terrifying. What if he has a pocket in his freaking Barney suit? Like, ugh.
Oh, we're talking about, like, people, like, I was talking about, like, if Barney and Big Bird were, like, actual
creatures. Oh, if they're actual creatures? Well, then he probably, I mean, he's just carrying it. He's just carrying it on him.
I think Big Bird would win. He's got that huge-ass head.
Would definitely win. I feel like
like Barney's head around.
Barney loses all of his best attributes of being a dinosaur or a T-Rex.
Yeah.
His mouth could not murder anyone. And that's
but he's got that scale. He's got that scale armor.
His teeth aren't sharp.
No, he does not. They're both suits.
Well, he said we're talking real life.
Oh, real life.
No, but like they're still like phobias. Like they're still like they're like packed. Okay. They're packed with instead of like a person inside, it's just like a sentient,
like a Five Nights at Freddy's style.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still going with Barney on this one. I'm gonna have to dissent. Dissent opinions.
I watched this short film on Hulu. I forgot what it's called. But basically this animatronic just like convinces this kid turns on an animatronic, and then the animatronic convinces this kid to hug him, and then the animatronic just turns into like a demon and eats him.
Oh, that's yeah. That's the whole thing.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Big Bird would definitely win because
with the beak,
he's got the height, he's got the reach, he's probably got the weight too.
Yeah, but dude doesn't even reach with his arms. Dude can just like swing his head around.
Like I'm drawing like inspiration for Barney from like those hippopotamuses, which if you didn't know, hippopotamuses are some of the most dangerous animals in the world.
Yeah, they'll chomp the shit.
I'm getting some major hippopotamus vibes from Barney, and I am not messing
purple
with that. You know,
huge. Are hippopotamuses purple?
They're gray, but like a dark gray that kind of like in the
right
light.
Brown, but like.
But yeah. The thing like with Big Bird, brown. Big Bird, Big Bird's weakness is just out front and center. It's the legs. You sweep the leg and...
How's Barney gonna get the legs, though? He can't... He doesn't have legs either.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, that weakness is right out there, and I think that Barney's got that chunkiness, that blubber to be able to deal with those punches.
Yeah, but is Big Bird even gonna let him get to, like, yeah. his...
I don't know. I feel like he's
got
truck.
He's got reach,
long
though.
Arms.
He's way taller than him. He's definitely got the reach. So in order for him to just just stop Barney, like Barney has to go down there and reach to his legs.
If you've got a Barney Raging Bull style, like he's charging at you on all fours. I ain't.
Yeah, and
gonna fall on his
and
face.
And Big Bird's gonna be like a matador with his feathers instead of like a red cloth, and he's gonna be ole. And then
you know sometimes those guys get hit.
Barney's gonna run
know.
Right to the fucking wall.
Yeah,
I don't
know. The ones that. Are bad.
The ones that die,
well,
maybe.
Listen, I don't know what Big Bird's skill level is. I'm just saying.
His skill level's huge. He's
How
are we arguing Barney's skill level?
I mean, I'd
say he's decent skill, but
I
think in the end.
All fours, like charging bull Barney is terrifying.
Okay, but how could he get on all fours though? Like that's
yes.
His arms are like this, his legs are like these, like only his feet are pretty much like this.
And he wouldn't be able to see.
Sorry, you can't see. He's got short feet, short legs.
It depends on how much muscle's in there and how much is blubber. I don't know. There's a lot of factors. I'm gonna go with Barney. There's too much uncertainty with him.
I'm gonna go with Big Bird still.
Yeah, okay. I'm still gonna. Okay, so Big Bird wins.
Big Bird wins.
Big Bird wins.
Big Bird wins.
Yes, Big Bird wins. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have today.
Yeah. So Big Bird wins. Yeah.
Sleep paralysis.
Thanks for listening.
Sleep, man.
Damn.
Check stuff. Out check out the last one.
Hey, check out some things.
Check out just
find some art. Buy your loved ones a gift, but it doesn't have to be a Christmas gift.
Because Christmas is over. It's 2 weeks behind us.
Just buy them a gift.
Treat yourself, man. Treat yourself.
Also buy yourself a gift.
Check out our website. We've got a way for you to contact us on there through either Instagram, Twitter, or our email, and we get those, and we'll check those, and like, if you want to be on the show, you can do that. If you want to send us topics to talk about, we can talk about those topics. And I think that'd be a cool thing to do, if you guys want to hear some stuff, hear us talk about some certain things. So, thank you for listening, and anything else, boys?
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good one, folks.
Yeah. Good day, good night.